I always thought it would be cool if you could go back and listen to the day-to-day of today's highest achievers as it happened, as opposed to 30 years later after they've made it. I believe there's a giant disconnect between ground zero and the top floor, because we only see the top floor, and the top floor only talks about the top. You know, how valuable would that be? And so it goes without saying, but I believe I'll make it there. And this is the documented journey through each level. My name is Bryson Sessions, and you are listening to The Bed Podcast.
I'll tell you what, dude. Actually,
hold on.
Just realized that my air purifier was off, and I already started the show. And the rule is, once you start the show, can't edit or redo the intro. So,
yeah. So, dude, I'll tell you what, though. It's always something. It's always something. And what I'm speaking in reference to is the fact that I get to the end of my day, and I feel good about everything. I got all my shit done. Everything was accomplished. But there's always that one thing that I'm a little behind on, and that one thing today is my water. Yesterday, I finished my gallon of water at, I think, 2 p.m. Right now, it's 7:17. I still have half a gallon to go. What the fuck, dude? Oh, it's so frustrating sometimes. So about 3 or 4 days ago, I was in a similar situation. It was even worse. I had half a gallon to go, and I was going to bed in an hour, and so that sucked, but I did it, but I had a thought, and it was a scary fucking thought. Dude, I don't know how to explain this, but it was the most chilling thought I've had in a while, and that thought was, just don't drink it then. That sounds so stupid, but it was the thought. It was that bitch voice chiming back in, like, hey, just don't drink a gallon of water. It's all good. It's just one day, dude. That thought entered my brain, and I don't know how to explain this, man, but that entered my brain, and I went, oh! And I stood up, and I started chugging, and I, you know, obviously I did it. I'm on, let's pull up the streaks again. I don't know. I got a text from my brother. Yeah, haha. I don't remember what I said to you, brother. Okay, so, today's episode 160. That's crazy. Yeah, so I'm almost on a 60-day streak with a gallon of water. So 2 months straight. That's cool. So 59 will be today. But anyway, yeah, that thought entered my brain. And that was crazy to me, because I have not had any of these types of thoughts at all. And that's actually what today is going to be about. It's probably going to be quick. But, dude, oh my fuck. So going off of yesterday, it's so tough to focus when you're tired, right? Everybody knows that. And even more so, I think it's just an overall lack of proper direction with my current situation. There's a lot of things that I know I can do, and there's a lot of things that would benefit me. But I like knowing that I'm directly working toward something, and that the actions that I put in for this one thing, I can at least imagine what the outcome would be like. For example, when I worked all day on Sunday, on writing up that podcast and rebranding everything and changing the name and coming up with all that stuff and then changing the intro, changing the outro, finding the music. When I did all that, dude, I was still stressed out of my mind, but I had direction. I knew what needed to be accomplished. I knew what I needed to get done by the end of the day. I had an idea of what it should look like. I wanted to make it look a certain way. I wanted to make it sound a certain way, and all of that to the extent of, you know, kind of just putting it out there as opposed to trying to perfect it, because again, I'm documenting everything. So if something is not up to par, I almost think it's more important to showcase that as opposed to trying to make it perfect, because looking back in 10 years to now, it'll be cool to see, oh man, he made this BED podcast, but what the fuck is, why did he choose red? And honestly, I just chose red because, all right, that's my reason. And anyway, so today I actually went and got a haircut. It was much needed. It was 5 months overdue, 6 months overdue. And the reason why it was overdue was because I was on phase one of Live Hard, and I did not have any time in my day to do anything other than what I had to do for the day, which is my three additional tasks. And I was going to bed about 2 hours late every night, so that was I don't even know how I did that, dude. So it's cool. Proud of myself. I just answered my own question. I just answered my own question or my own issue. Damn. Okay. So here's what just happened. So I was going to talk about how the lack of direction, it's more difficult to work with the lack of direction. So therefore, when I don't have that kind of end goal or imagining what it could look like, it's hard for me to get going because it almost feels like I'm working for nothing. And I don't know how to explain it. And I've said that 8 times already in the show, fully aware, but I don't quite know how to explain delineation between that and working for 20 years, not knowing if it's going to work or not. It's not the same in my head. So I guess what I mean is, right. So if I'm running a business and I have product in my room and I got to ship it out, I know that I need to make ads. I know that I need to make social media content. I know that I need to take photos of the products. I know that I need to message people. I know that I need to engage with people on social media. I know that I need to continue research. I know I need to continue all that shit, right? I know I need to do all that stuff. But I don't have product. I don't have any audience. I don't have any website. I don't have stuff like that, right? And obviously, I could get that stuff right now and I could start working on it, but I guess I'm not. So because I have the kind of the lack of direction at the moment, it's more difficult for me to want to sit down and to do something that I don't foresee any actual growth. I don't foresee any actual... I don't want to say result. That's not the right word. I don't see any progress in the right direction. It's like I'm making progress, but is it in the direction that I need it to be, or am I just wasting time? I'm not really sure. I haven't really thought that through. That's also what you hear a lot of on the show, is just me just kind of going off on certain thoughts that I have. So anyway, whole point of this show is, I had those really dark thoughts today, and I sound fine and upbeat, but early, it was probably an hour ago actually, but I was sitting here at my desk, I was eating some dinner, and I put on the Laker game because I wanted to watch the Laker game, and so I put it on, I'm sitting here watching, and then I started thinking about all the times that I did exactly this while I was living in Colorado and in Arizona. I had virtually no responsibility other than working and coming home, and that was it. That's all I did. And I would come home and I would play video games or lay in my bed. I would just do nothing, or I'd watch Laker game because I would stay up late and I could watch them. But now that I'm going to bed earlier, I miss almost every game, which sucks. But I'm sitting here watching the Laker game. It makes me think back to all the times that I would do that. I would go to work, come home, just watch the game. That was it. And I thought, damn, dude. Life was easy, huh? And then my next thought was, okay, well, if I just kind of conformed to the normal societal norm life, if I were just to bail out on all these big goals I have and then resort to that normal life, I'd actually be pretty well off right now because I wouldn't have to be saving all this money for this, the first business drop or whatever that I'm interested in accomplishing. I wouldn't have to work these two extra jobs. I wouldn't, I could just work my shit and come home and hang out. I could just play video games and I could play Minecraft and build shit. I could play RuneScape and kill shit. I could play Call of Duty and shoot shit. I could go hang out with friends at a bar and drink. I can do all these things now. I know. I just don't want to do those types of things when I know that time is of the essence and I have goals that I would like to achieve in my lifetime that I think are, I don't know, but I had those thoughts. That's the whole point of the show. I had those thoughts. I'm sitting here and I'm like, damn, dude, it'd be so great to just not have to do any of this, but would do... Is that great, though? Would I feel good about it? I know I'd feel like shit if I quit. I would feel like absolute shit. I'm not thinking about quitting. I'm not going to quit. But this is just to showcase the fact that I am having these thoughts, and they are active, and they are well, they are in the brain. They're like, hey, what's up, buddy? You quitting today? You know, and I got to be like, no, I'm not quitting today. But side note, you just have to not quit today. You can quit tomorrow, but you can't quit today. So replay that in your head every time, every day, actually. A little hack. So, I think that's it. Just wanted to capture the fact that I'm having these thoughts. They're not serious whatsoever, but I do want to share the fact that those enter my head. I have those, you know, I consider it, right? I go back and forth. I have a little negotiation. I always win, but I didn't always used to win. Matter of fact, not even for a full year now have I been winning, but yeah, I had that thought with the water of like, I just don't drink it then. And I literally went, whoop, stood up, started chugging, because no fucking way am I going to bail out on that, dude. But, yeah, man, it is what it is. Just got to keep going. It's really hard to not let one unproductive day derail you from having more productive days, because today was another one of those days where I didn't really feel like I got a lot done. I did get some things done, and some things are always better than nothing. But, yeah. And anyway, tying this back into the start of the whole show, it's always something, dude. And the fact that it's been 11 minutes and I still haven't contributed to the water. So I'm looking at my gallon. So I got 32 ounces in there. And then I got this one, and it's got about 24. So it's a little less than half a gallon. But yeah, so, and here's the thing. So it's actually 7:28. I think I might actually be into bed at 8 p.m., which is going to be the first time I've ever gone to bed on time in months. So we'll see how I do. We'll see how I wake up tomorrow and how I feel. So anyway, that's it, guys. That's the show. We got episode 160. It's March 27th, 2024, 7:28 p.m. I'm at my desk. And also a little thing, because I'm sharing everything. I just got paid today. So I put $1,700 into savings, which is just gone now because that just goes into paying bills. So got paid today, put $1,700 of it into savings, gone, just like that. Boom. And I'd like to buy shit. I'd like to buy some new clothes, but just reasoning in my head that I don't need new clothes. I have a lot of clothes that I haven't even worn in a while. And I'm just going to have to bite the bullet for a long time. And that's okay, because there's going to be a day that comes and I won't have to, you know, and I'm really looking forward to that day. If it's in 5 years, if it's in 10, if it's in 17, don't know, don't care, but I'm still going to be young as shit, even in 30. So I'm not worried. So anyway, now it's the show. Peace. I actually just clicked. Oops. Hold on. All right. Okay. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening, and a quick reminder here. So this podcast doesn't prioritize professionalism or quality at all. It's just meant to be a shoot from the hip type podcast with the intent just to get a quick message out. So some episodes might be inaudible in 30 seconds, and others might be 45 minutes and super crisp sounding. So all these are being made so that by episode 7,305, which is 20 years, we can come back and see the entire playbook of how I made it to wherever I'm going. So thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.